Okay, I've been having problems with my Virgin Media broadband and television package. On Wednesday night, the broadband decided to go kaput. So I rang the help desk. The help desk say, there's an area fault. It will be fixed by 10:30 p.m. 10:30 p.m. rolls by. Nothing happens. I go, we'll sort it. Late, I'll go to bed. Wake up the next morning. Broadband is still down. So I call the help desk again. They say, it's an area issue. The broadband will be up and running by 7 p.m. tonight. Go to work, come back, have the afternoon off from work, sit there, 7 p.m. rolls by, no broadband still. So I ring again in the evening. No, it will be fixed by 10 o'clock tonight. 10 o'clock rolls by, nothing again. Friday, I have the day off. I wake up to no broadband still. I ring the help desk again. It's an area issue. The broadband will be down until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, at this point, I'm getting a little bit irate because I'm going, hold on, guys. I mean, you know, this area issue doesn't seem to be affecting anybody else because my neighbour's got it. So, assuming that there is an area issue, wouldn't you think it would affect everybody else? But not my neighbour. My neighbour's not being affected, so they must have some special dial through to Virgin Media. But I put a complaint in. I say, look, this is not good enough. I need this broadband up and running because on Saturday, there is a charity website that I need to live update. So Saturday rolls by. I wake up in the morning and the broadband is still down. So this time I actually go through to... If you ring Virgin Media, you've got to go through multiple bloody button pressing to get through to actually a human being. So I find the one for cancelling contracts. So I ring them up and... The guy's quite defensive on the telephone. He's going, why do you want to delete the contract or cancel the contract? I'm going, well, I've had 3 days, no broadband, no support, and no proper explanation as to what's going on. An area fault could be anything. So the guy goes, hold on. I'll credit your account, but I'll stick you through to our UK help team. So I go through to the UK help team, and the guy goes, what is the issue? I said, I've had no broadband for the last, at that point, 3 days. That's into the fourth day, should I say. And he says, well, turn the router off. I said, I've already done that. I do that every time I ring you. I turn it off for 2 minutes and then turn it back on just to make sure that I'm ringing you, reference a fault. So he goes, can you do it again for me so I can interrogate the modem? So I play along, switch the thing off, switch it back on again. And he comes back, he goes, I've been trawling the records. There is no area fault reported in your area. And quite clearly, your router is at fault. So I go, well, why didn't they tell me this on Thursday or Wednesday? So, I could have a replacement router sent out for the next day. Then I wouldn't have to be moaning on Twitter or moaning all over the social networks about this service. He goes, I have no idea. I said, and he admitted that sometimes they actually just put down area fault to get you off the phone, so they close the calls. And, of course, it's a volume business call centres. So he offers to send me out a new router. So I go, thank you very much for that, but it's not helped me for Saturday. So he sends out a new router. Saturday, the TV service goes down, and they have no idea what's going on with that when I ring them up about the TV service. So anyway, it's Monday, so I've gone without broadband for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday lunchtime now. I've just walked in, and all of my services are up and running. The TV's working, the broadband's working. So if there was a router problem that this guy supposedly had identified, why is the router working? I don't get it. So at this stage in my anger levels, I'm not actually angry, I'm just a bit pissed off that they're not giving me the correct support or the correct information. So I believe that I'm genuinely entitled to write to Virgin Media and say, I want you to come and remove all your hardware from my house and cancel the contract with no penalty to me. Because I'm paying £104 a month for this. £104 a month. I think it's shockingly bad.